Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning and some cricket. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad has broken his week-long silence following his grovel comment when explaining tactics after day four of the second test against India in Guwahati last week. Now, the South African coach clarified to reporters that he meant no malice by that remark. Speaking at the press conference after their 9-wicket loss to India in the third and final ODI yesterday, he admitted he could have used a better choice of words.
It was never my intention to cause any malice or not be humble about anything. I could have chosen a better word on reflection because it left it open to people putting their own context to it, where the only context I ever intended it to be was for India to spend a lot of time and make it really tough for them.
And then over to cricket now. The Hollywood Sharks will be looking to bounce back from last week's defeat to Connacht when they opened their Champions Cup campaign against Toulouse today. The Durban side were beaten 44-17 last weekend, dropping to 14th on the Vodacom United Rugby Championship log with just one win from six rounds. But loose forward Nick Hatton says the squad has had a strong week of preparation and believes things can turn around.
I think that, yes, our results definitely haven't been up to standard. But all I can say is, as a group, we're working really hard to put the Sharks back where they deserve to be. We know it hasn't been good enough. We're fighting as a group as hard as we can to turn this around. We've got a chance on Sunday to show that fight for each other.
It's also the last dance for coach John Plumtree, with the Sharks kicking off at 5:15 later. And then in football to close, Orlando Pirates coach Abdeslam Oudou says winning the Carling Knockout Cup is a gift to the club's supporters. Now, the Buccaneers beat Marumo Gallants 1-0 in extra time in last night's final, adding a second trophy to their season after lifting the MTN 8 Cup 3 months ago. Oudou praised the squad's commitment and effort throughout the campaign.
It's a cup game. It's a cup game. What can I say? We knew that it will be difficult, but at least we won the cup again. It's the second trophy for the club. I'm very happy for the players, very happy for the fans. Before Christmas, it's a wonderful gift for our fans.
Pirates now head into the new year at the top of the Betway Premiership table, 2 points ahead of Mamelodi Sundowns. Right, that's it from me for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faida Crouch.